Welcome to Bible Baptist Church of Selah, Washington. This is Aaron Pauley saying, stay tuned for 15 minutes of encouragement from God's Holy Word, from Pastor Charles Bonner. So if you have a chance, we would like you to take your Bible and join us as we listen. And here is Pastor Bonner.
Well, thank you for tuning in today. This is Pastor Bonner, and I just count it an honor and a privilege to speak to you today, and I want to share with you about faith. My friends, faith is a wonderful thing to have. And you know, we all have a different measure of faith. Some folks have a lot of faith, while other folks need a bit more faith. Even the apostle said, Lord, increase our faith. So how do I get my faith to increase, you might ask? Well, the answer is simple. It's from reading God's Word. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. This simply means that your faith can be increased by God's Word. And I want to encourage you to read your Bible. Listen, God's Word as you read it, also faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God for you to hear it. That means you need to be in a gospel-preaching church, in a good Bible-believing Baptist church. Because there we're going to preach and teach the Word of God without compromise and feed you and help you to understand the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. You know what, my friends? God established the local New Testament church to be the pillar and ground of the truth. And so your faith can be increased by God's Word. So as I encourage you to read your Bible, I think a great place to start is the book of Psalms. And in Psalms chapter 86 and verse 5, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive. We have a wonderful God. Psalm 18, 2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. So I want to encourage you to let God increase your faith, and you can begin by reading His Word. Now, my thinking is, if you're new at this, and a lot of people start in the book of Genesis, they get bogged down, they quit partway through or halfway through, or maybe finish it, and then they quit. Well, we have a Bible reading guide, if you would like one, where, for example, Genesis, there's 50 chapters. So under Genesis, there's 50 little boxes. But what I encourage people to do is start, if you're a novice at this and just beginning, or you've began and quit, start in the New Testament. And there's three or four books of the Bible with only one chapter. You can knock those off one a day. And so in 3 or 4 or 5 days, you've read 3 or 4 or 5 books of the Bible. But it's more basic if you start in the New Testament, if you've not been reading your Bible through. Listen, if you'd like to receive a Bible reading guide, write to us at P.O. Box 1089, Selah, Washington, 98942, and request a free Bible reading guide. Or you can call the church at 509-697-8895. 509-697-8895. And if there's no one there, leave a message on the answering machine with your name and address, and we will mail you a Bible reading guide free of charge. But listen, when we look at the Bible, God's Word can help you get through each and every day. It gives you strength. It gives you wisdom. It gives you encouragement. So pick up your Bible and read it for just, say, 15 minutes a day. Now, we all have faith to some degree. Romans chapter 12 and verse 3 says, for I say, though the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. God gives us a measure of faith. But now our faith can increase, our faith can grow, and true believing faith will grow. 2 Thessalonians 1:3, Paul writes to the local New Testament church at Thessalonica, said, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. My friends, when your faith grows, you're going to have fewer doubts. Faith destroys doubts, and it allows you to enjoy more of God's blessings. I like God's blessings, don't you? Sunday night at church, we share blessings and prayer requests. And so we get faith by being in church, hearing God's Word preached and taught, as well as our own Bible readings at home. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so when you read the Word of God, and you hide its word in your heart, and you need strength from the word of God, fill your heart and mind and soul with the Bible, God's word. If you could read it for just 15 minutes a day, it would make a tremendous, tremendous impact in your life. Faith is a wonderful thing. Faith is to grow. Now, the apostles at one time said, Lord, increase our faith. Some of the apostles and disciples doubted from time to time. But if those apostles who followed Jesus around for about 3.5 years, at one point in the ministry, they said, Lord, increase our faith. And so they wanted more faith, and yet they had been with Jesus. They had heard him preach and had talked to him and saw the miracles that he did. They listened to him, but they said, we need more faith. And you know what? There's faith to pray when you believe. As you ask God for answers to prayer, you pray to God, you cast your care upon him, and you have the faith of knowing that God heard my prayers and that God will answer it. Now, let me say this. God answers every single prayer. Sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes, down the road of for peace. You don't need it right now, but down the road of for peace, you can get it, okay? Now, sometimes God knows that things we might ask for are not good for us, just like our children might ask for something, and we don't give it to them, not because we don't love them, but because we know what they're asking for is not right for them, or it will bring harm to them or hurt them, or they're not ready for it yet. And we have a Heavenly Father that loves us, and he cares for us, and he wants what is good for us, okay? Now, the one thing I will share with you, as I try to on about every program, is the faith to get to heaven, the faith to know Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. That's an important thing. Faith to believe. Listen, I believe this Bible is the Word of God. If this Bible was not the Word of God, then we're wasting our time. But when we read the Bible, the Holy Spirit of God gave to you and I God's Word. And let me say this. The Holy Spirit will never lead you contrary to God's Word. Okay? All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's the God-breathed book. Holy men of old spake, the Bible says, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. God's Holy Spirit gave us the Word of God. God's not the author of confusion, and he will not lead us to do anything opposite or contrary to the written Word. In Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence or the proof of things not seen. And so here we have faith. It's the evidence. It's the proof of things that we have not seen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, we look at faith. Faith to live every day. But yet, my friends, there must be that faith to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. I run into a lot of people that say, well, preacher, I'm just trying to live a good life, do the best I can, and hope that when I die, I'll have enough good works to get me into heaven. My friends, if that is you, let me say this. There are no amount of good works that you can do to earn heaven or get you into heaven, okay? Baptism won't wash away your sins. Church membership won't wash away your sins. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away your sins. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 and 9, and let me say this, the only way you get to heaven, again, the blood of Christ, it's faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, Paul writes to the local New Testament church at Ephesus and said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is not of works. Now, does God want us to do good works? Sure he does. Verse 10, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Paul said we ought to do good works. We ought to walk in good works. But he prefaces it by saying good works don't save you. They don't forgive you of your sins. The Apostle Paul wrote the epistle to the Galatians and the Ephesians, because these people were having a struggle. They believed that I'm saved by God's grace, but I have to do good works to keep it. Notice in chapter 3 here of the book of Galatians, verse 1, Paul said, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only would I learn of you, he asked the question. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? He said, did you get saved by the works of the law or the hearing of faith? Verse 3, are you so foolish, having begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? He calls them foolish. In verse 10 of chapter 3 of Galatians, for as many as are under the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Verse 11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And there's more verses on that, my friends. But listen, keeping the Ten Commandments, keeping the law, doing good works will not save your soul. What will save your soul? Putting your faith and trust in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we go to the book of Romans chapter 10. And over in verse 9 and 10, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. My friends, have you ever put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Ask God to forgive you of your sins, and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you. Listen, I plead with you today, if you're not saved, to trust in Christ. If you are saved, you need to get in a good Bible-believing Baptist church. If you live in our area, please come out and visit us. Let us hear from you, and we appreciate you tuning in. We're located at 20 Tibling Road, Selah, Washington, 2.5 miles north of Selah High School, there at Selah Loop and Tibling Road. And I gave the hours of services, I believe, earlier in the program. But our phone number is 509-697-8895 if you'd like to contact us for further information, or write to Post Office Box 1089, Selah, Washington, 98942. Listen, it's been an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to speak to you today through this radio broadcast, and we thank you so much. Listen, until next time, this is Pastor Bonner saying goodbye. Have a great week in the Lord, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening in, and tune in next Saturday at the same time. This is Aaron Pauley for Bible Baptist Church saying, have a great day in the Lord.